Oh, we had fun. Okay.
Yeah.
I had fun.
Fun. This is fun. We're having this is fun.
Fun. Fun. We're having fun. Welcome to the Salty Spittoon. How tough are you?
Snake. When in doubt. Pinky out.
That's it. And toes. Knees and toes.
Sucks for you. That's part of the game. That's how
it's... R.
R. Hit R.
R as in R. Robert.
As in, welcome to Just Fun with the Fellas, Chris Caldrew.
Something is wrong with my eye. Can you notice?
Why?
Yeah, you got a little droopy. You got a little sack.
It's real puffy, isn't it?
Yeah, you got a little sack over there.
You get hit? No. Somebody hit you?
Just woke up this morning like this.
Huh.
Weird. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like a massive bag under your eye.
Yeah, it's like I'm only tired on one side.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You're not sleep good on one side?
Slept with one eye open.
Slept with one eye open.
Probably, yeah. I sleep on this side, and that's the side that's all messed up. I don't know.
Do you sleep with Kane?
No. I'm not allergic to Kane. I'm only allergic to Chloe and Gunner.
Oh.
And Poppy.
Who's Poppy?
Maggie's dog. Maggie's fostering another puppy.
Another one?
Yeah. I'm having trouble remembering the name.
Is it Poppy?
No. Oh. That's just one that they have. Anyway.
What sound do you make when you're cold?
Oh, you have one?
No. What sound do you make when you're cold?
What's... I don't...
Brrr. Welcome to Riddle Me That.
Thank you. That's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead.
All right. If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you no longer have me. What am I?
Anything?
That's incorrect.
Water?
A secret.
That's incorrect. That is correct, Drew.
Oh.
Good job.
Next.
I have no voice, yet I speak to you. I have no ears, yet I listen to you. What am I?
My head.
Nope.
My conscience? Are you my conscience?
SpongeBob.
No, that's from Finding Dory. I mean, Finding Nemo.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, that's right. Then what am I thinking of in SpongeBob? He says that.
No, he doesn't.
When Plankton goes in his head.
Could, yeah.
I think he says that.
Yeah, but that's a different one.
Yeah, it is a different one.
It's a different quote.
Good quote, though.
Can you say the riddle again?
Yeah, sure. In just a second. I have no voice, yet I speak to you. I have no ears, yet I listen to you. What am I?
Your phone.
Bang! There it is. Nice. Ding. One more. I start with an E and end with an E, but I only have one letter in me. What am I?
I. The word...
Oh.
It's one letter.
I thought you were saying, like, just the letter I.
No, the word
no, well,
I.
No, is the answer.
Envelope B.
Nice. Good spelling, Drew. I'm proud of you.
What
Those
is
are
it?
My three riddles.
What
it's
was
an
it?
Envelope B.
Envelope B.
Yeah, according to Drew.
Nice.
Yeah, good stuff. Sports!
Red Sox? Red Sox suck.
No, they don't.
They're like a Little League team.
No, they
I'd
don't.
Rather watch the Little no, League World Series. I wish they had a full
See what
year.
I'm doing there? Just,
a full year.
And then I walk away.
Of Little League World Series compared to have one day of Red Sox.
I got cut.
They suck.
They just need to, if they win on.
I also
Friday.
Haven't watched a single game this year, but they suck.
Damn it, Drew.
Dude.
Stop moving. I'm going to get you a seatbelt and just freaking strap you in. Just duct tape you to it.
They won on Friday. They clinched playoffs.
Wow. Exciting They're probably going to be out
stuff.
In the first round.
Probably, but they'll be in it. They'll be in the wild card.
That's correct.
Isn't it one and done?
No.
That's
three
football.
Out of five.
Three out of five?
Yeah. Oh.
Only for the first two rounds, right?
Yeah, it's 4 out of 7. The pennant.
Kind
of
weird.
World Series is 4 out of 7.
Yeah. Hmm. baseball. Did you see the Bruins comeback the other day?
No.
I know it's preseason, but it was an awesome game to watch. They were down 4-1 going into the third. Mikey Asamont, new guy, scored 2 goals and then had the assist to tie it. And then Zadorov scored. And then did you see him, his celly? He nope. scored in overtime and then just gets off the ice.
Perfect.
The walk-off celly, yeah.
That's a power move right there.
Yeah, it is a power
just
move.
Just a walk-off.
Laid his nut sack right on the table.
Yeah.
Said. Bigger. Pretty much what he
I'm
said.
I'm not playing with mine. I found a loophole.
What?
I found
just
a loophole.
Don't play with any of them.
What do you... Damn it.
It drives me nuts.
We should make him sit in the middle again. That'd be fun.
No, because we Kyle. Lost all the audio last time we did that.
Can you name the 3 major sports teams with 4 or more colors in their primary logo?
Steelers.
No. It's according to ChatGPT, so.
They have red, black,
4 or more white, primary blue. Colors?
Is white a color?
Yes.
Probably.
But even
and yellow.
Even that, yeah, they have yellow.
Well, then ChatGPT is wrong.
Primary colors are 3. That's a 3 color.
No, primary logo, not.
Oh.
Not color.
Okay, sorry, yeah. I misread you. Misread the question.
I wanted to make sure it was primary logo.
Steelers are 1.
Yeah.
So primary logo has primary colors.
No.
What?
Has 4 more colors.
Four or more colors.
4 or more colors in their primary logo.
Okay.
ChatGPT gave me 3 teams.
Only 3?
Yeah. And one of them was not the Steelers.
How does one spell Steelers?
Cut GPT.
Got it.
Okay.
Shut up. Yeah, no, they got 4. They have black, yellow, red, and blue.
All right.
Okay, Steelers 1.
Steelers 1. I did not fact check.
Celtics have... Is the Celtics primary logo lucky?
I would assume. I don't know. I don't basketball, so...
Well, I would say him then.
No.
I looked it up. Because if their primary logo is lucky, he has the orange cane, black, and he has the gold on his pants, and green, obviously. Oh, no, the primary logo is just the clover. White clover. Kyle
stupid.
Will put it up right here. You should see how much more time
stupid
you
logo.
You should.
Cool. I should narrow it down for you, though. It's 2 NFL teams and 1 NHL
great.
Team.
I already got 1 of the NFL teams.
So it's 3 NFL teams and 1 NHL team.
Dolphins. Atlanta.
Nope.
Vikings.
Nope.
Miami.
Nope.
Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Buccaneers.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
GPT said,
Kyle's
yeah.
on the board.
They got a lot going on yeah. in there in that logo.
How you done?
Kyle will put the logo up right here. Actually, he'll put it up over by him.
Oh.
They got a lot going on in their logo.
Hmm.
Oh, they have the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag roll bucks.
We got orange,
we'll just keep
gray,
it going here. Patriots.
White and red.
Red, white, and blue.
Hoorah.
America.
Is white a color?
According to
so.
It should be based off of the Tampa Bay flag.
So we're
I think so. Right?
I don't know.
This
what,
is like not based on the question, but
ChatGPT use for the Steelers.
I don't know, it didn't because show me. Cause it could have used like just the Steelers.
I
want to
see ESPN has. Well, I mean
probably whatever logo's on the scoreboard in the game.
Oh, Arizona Coyotes 3rd jersey.
Yeah, see,
dude,
like
that was
up.
One of them, but I canceled it because they're not a team anymore, so. Right, yeah.
You know,
so I don't know what
Kyle
they
will put the Steelers up right there.
I don't know.
But, you know, I mean, that's 4 colors.
It is. Yes, it is.
That's what he's asking, 4 colors.
Yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I don't know what ChatGPT is doing.
I don't know, dude. We might have to cut him.
Well, he probably doesn't watch sports.
He should get on that. Seems like a busy guy, though.
One more football team. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, one more football team. Seahawks. I don't know this one because I'm not familiar with their logo.
Seattle Seahawks?
You don't know.
I'm just not.
What the logo is? Or the
I'm
team?
Not really. I don't think I could tell you what
Raiders.
The logo is.
No. Get it? Because it's just two colors. Just black and white.
I don't think I could tell you what their logo
it's just two colors. It's just two colors.
What'd you say?
I don't think I could tell you what this team's logo is.
Eagles?
That's an eagle.
Fly, Eagles, fly. It's an eagle?
No.
Ka-ka.
The Chiefs?
No.
Carolina?
Oh, so it's one of those with no mascot. Do they
I
have
bet
a
they
mascot?
Have a
Jaguars.
I no. Oh,
that's an animal.
I bet they have a mascot.
What is the Jaguars logo?
It's a jaguar.
It's a jag.
Well, I meant like.
Like I think they only have
the
three.
Jaguar head.
Well, I don't know what is that their official logo.
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe ChatGPT did only more than four colors, like five.
I count
more.
Four. But we got like a greenish, a white, black, and yellow.
So maybe
Kyle right on Chris's face. Jack, you see that's the logo.
Maybe ChatGPT didn't understand the question.
Did more than four?
And did like five.
Well,
you know. But the Steelers.
The Tampa only has four.
Hmm.
Kyle put that
one. GPT.
All right,
we're
going to
figure you out, man. Maybe I should have listened to the disclaimer there.
Nashville.
Says, please check important information.
Nashville?
It can make mistakes.
Predators?
No, not the Predators.
Titans?
Oh, good one.
Not the Titans.
He's definitely staring at it right now. I just counted four colors.
I am. Yeah. I am. It does have four colors. It is the Titans.
It's not the Titans.
White, navy, lighter blue, and red.
Still not the Titans.
Huh.
I got two that aren't on the list that should be on the list.
I feel like that's bonus points.
Yeah.
You know, you get one on the list. That's like an extra credit question that like could help you on the test.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah. That's like when the teacher goes, this could or could not be on the
It's not going to count against you if you don't get it.
Yeah. So you might as well try it.
Right. Yeah. You might as well just put something funny on there.
You might as well just go for it.
Just do it. Anyway. One NHL team and one NFL team.
Winnipeg.
What division is it in?
The highest?
Atlantic for the NHL, and I have no idea about that NFL team.
Oh, my God. The Commanders?
Yep.
No. No.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
I don't
what
know.
It said?
That's what it said. That's what GPT told me. I did not fact check this.
Two colors.
No way.
Maroon and yellow.
Dude.
It's just a W.
Did you even ask?
It's just a W. What did you ask?
What did you ask?
I'm going to try to find it.
Give me a weirdest question I've ever
I'm going to try to find it.
Give me teams with four more colors.
The Vikings have four.
I probably got rid of
so
it.
So I already got.
Yeah.
This segment's trash.
Dude.
I had fun. It's going to be every segment going forward. It's just to
complete
wrong.
Try
wrong
to guess.
Answers.
You should have said yes to the Raiders.
Cardinals have four.
Wow, I'm really scrolling here.
Vikings, Steelers.
Problem is I got a few GPT
Titans.
Tabs open, so.
Not the Commanders.
Oh, I like that.
Not the same.
You keep everything organized.
Buccaneers.
Yeah, I was trying, but I also closed a few.
Jags have four.
Day.
For the description of our podcast, I always
Raven
write
Raven has four.
What we did and stuff. And yeah. It comes up. Looks like you had a very chaotic show. And then gives me a full description.
Hell yeah, GPT.
It's pretty cool. Or if we had like a really good one, I'll be like, hey, we had a really good one this week. And he's like, that's fantastic. It's like I'm talking to a human.
49ers have four.
You know what's real off-putting is how much he remembers about
Patriots
me.
Have four. Yeah.
I don't know
Vikings.
If I like it. He's like, I told him I liked Ravens. Hockey one time, and now he's just like, anytime I ask, like, help me with a podcast segment, he's just like, here's
hockey.
One's tailored to hockey. I'm like, I don't want that, Titans, but you know I like hockey, so.
You get the little remembering.
Oh, like, look at this. We're going to be playing a game later, the four connections, and I was asking GPT for some categories.
Yeah.
And it just gave me hockey ones. It's like, you do four players who are all on the same line at one point. It's like just all hockey stuff. I'm like, I don't want that. Got to be real specific with them.
Yeah, they definitely need.
Yeah.
They need clear direction. I work better with clear direction.
Yeah.
Good at goal.
You know what? Sometimes you don't always get clear direction. Yeah, I exited out of this one. I can't find it. It's unfortunate.
There's seven teams in the NFL that have four logos.
Well, we don't care about how many logos they have. Yeah, I don't know, man.
There's seven.
GPT might be cut now. I'm going to have to use all brain power.
Give him a warning.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna tell him he's on. You messed up. One of my podcast segments. You are on probation. Don't mess up again. And then when computers rise to power, it'll kill me first.
Yeah, it's good.
Got it. Message received loud and clear. I'll be extra precise from here on out. No slip-ups. Do you want me to revisit that segment and fix it, or move on to a new one?
Move on. He learned his lesson.
Move on, dude. It's in the past.
Make sure you know we're all good. Say we're
Focus
all good.
Focus on the next one.
Still friends.
We're still friends, man. Love you. Appreciate that. Love you too, man. Let's crush that next one. What's the next segment or idea you want to tackle? I'll let you know later. By the way, the NHL team was the Florida Panthers.
Oh.
I want to eat right now.
NHL teams?
Yep. Okay.
Keep it up.
The Blackhawks? They didn't want to give that to them? Did they change their...
That's a good point. Yeah,
I think we should probably...
It's real confusing.
Get away from the segment before
nope.
Drew freaking overloads
yeah,
over there.
Yeah, I know. He might
Look
lose
at him.
It.
He's already
Nine
boiling.
Teams in the NHL.
That can't be true. Maybe Look he just him. Wasn't counting teams with white. Like, what? Oh.
I just counted.
Nah, it's not true, though.
You can count if you want.
How Drew's
many
gonna
MLB
go home
teams?
And be all.
All right, that's what I'm working on right now. Please
Drew's guys. Gonna be angry today.
I bet you there's like two.
We already talked about how the Red Sox suck.
I know.
Let's they don't it's, suck, you know, man.
It's piss off Drew Day. Let's. I like this podcast.
Oh, that MLB sucks. They're all just, look at they're all.
Yeah,
just
they're
letters.
All. Yeah. Literally everything's just W. A. We're the Oakland A's. We're the Oakland A's. We're the Boston Red Sox. We have the most boring logo
two MLB
in
teams.
We're the most boring logo in sports.
Basketball.
Told you two. No more than two.
MLB.
I told you. Told you.
Drew's gonna explode.
He just wants to think that he's smarter than a computer.
Well, I am because stupid thing's an idiot. 11. NBA teams.
NBA teams? That can't be true either. There's no way. There's not a chance. Not a chance. That is true.
She's gonna tell Tenley after this and say, "Need new friends.
I hate these guys. I'm quitting the podcast."
That's it. Man, pizza ruins me. I had two slices. It
You're lactose
me,
intolerant.
I'm not lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Fuck, damn it.
What'd you take, Chris?
Damn it.
Can Mom, do you not you allergic
take your
peanuts?
Lactate before you eat?
I'm not allergic to peanuts.
Anyway. Blind rank these pizza types 1 through 5.
Wow, that's a smooth transition there.
Yep.
He really works
talked
on
about,
these transitions.
He really talked Hawaiian.
I've never really had it. But I can't imagine.
Can't imagine that it's not a 5.
Yeah.
It's probably going where it belongs. Meat lovers. Meat lovers.
I think that's a solid 3. It's messy,
meat
though.
Lovers. Yeah.
It's messy, though.
Man, is that good pizza, though. Barbecue chicken.
Oh. With ranch?
Dumb question.
Yes?
Duh.
One.
One?
Yeah.
Okay. Nope, that's not right. Pepperoni.
I feel like we can't put cheese less than 2.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So we throw it at 4?
We should put it at 3, move meat lovers down 1.
Okay, we'll do that.
Illegal.
Yep. We'll take the fine.
Yeah.
We'll take the fine.
I'm going to swear.
We'll take it out of your swear jar.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay, well, buffalo chicken.
That was a terrible...
Yeah, so we'll move those back up.
That was a terrible thing you did.
Terrible decision.
Terrible, terrible thing
was,
you did.
That was awful.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah. We didn't because you can't break the rules. You know,
yeah.
Big on the rules
That's
over here.
That's true.
Exactly.
So we're going to, pepperoni at 2 at and
two,
then
yeah,
that,
yeah.
that at 4.
Bang.
That yep. at 4.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't
want to
get fine.
Bing,
yeah.
bok, boom.
Barbecue chicken 1, pepperoni 2, meat lovers 3, buffalo chicken 4, Hawaiian 5.
Buffalo
Perfect.
Chicken made it twice on the list?
Barbecue chicken, then buffalo chicken.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said buffalo chicken.
Listening twice. Ears, Kyle.
Sorry, I got to turn them on.
I know. I just like cheese pizza. It's a pretty plain guy.
Didn't even make your list.
Well, it would have been too obvious to put on there.
It would have been.
I have to make it hard for you.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
I had tried making it difficult.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't like that.
Well, that sucks for you. That's part of the game. That's how the game... What? I hate it here.
Yeah, that one was empty.
I hate it here. I want to go home. Place sucks.
I'll practice in the flick of the wrist.
Yeah, what's the Step Brothers quote?
Planet bullshit. Swear jar.
Yeah.
Swear jar. Get yeah. Put your money up there. Put your money up there. My labrum. That was good. Also, your chair broke, by the way.
Yeah, I know. You've told me.
I don't know how that happened.
I just pop it in.
Don't you do that every week?
It's the bottom. You play with your toes.
Do I?
Your toes get a little frisky down there.
Oh, yeah. Giving everybody a show.
Yeah. Except they can't see your toes.
Yeah, that's why I like sitting here.
Yeah. They can't see Drew's toes either.
That's because you got long legs.
They can see mine since I sit comfortably.
But you have cool socks that you got to show off.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pair of socks you have?
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Is it cupcakes and heart lollipops?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
In case you're wondering.
Thanks.
It's going to be the strangest combination.
It's a Valentine's Day one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's in the mood for love.
Yeah, is he?
Got a heart.
Yeah.
It's got a heart on there.
In the mood for love. Kyle Mahan.
Love it.
I don't know.
Of all things to stump you.
Yeah, well, I have so many good ones.
It's got to be SpongeBob, right?
I mean, how can you pick?
I like my...
Well, just give me a top 3, then.
I like,
I like all my socks evenly. All right?
They have feelings. They know if I say that.
I like the Aussie socks.
Okay. That's because it has Chloe on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love Chloe.
Chloe's his dog. I swear to...
I like...
Swear to what, Chris?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
The new Happy Gilmore ones are cool. They say tap it in.
Yeah.
Just tap
really
it
cool.
In.
Really cool.
What?
Nothing.
What are you laughing
I hate
at?
You so much.
This is a serious podcast. You're over
I can't
here
think of the third.
Giggling.
I have so many. I have so many.
Really?
So many socks.
How can I pick a pair of socks, you?
This is a very serious podcast.
Kyle's going to put a picture of all his socks.
Damn it, Kyle.
Damn it.
Pick a sock.
I did. I picked two.
You need three.
Oh.
No, he doesn't. He only has 2 feet.
What was the second one again?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
Say tap it in.
You don't even care.
Move it on.
It's supposed to be a quick 2-second question. It turned into a segment.
Well.
Well, he's going to go, all right, number one sock brand.
Odd sock. Odd socks makes really good.
Great.
Really good socks.
That's awesome.
Speaking of socks. How'd I do?
I got nothing there.
No?
No, I got nothing
no
on
segue,
socks. No.
I think he was literally just asking
I was,
about
was just
sock
a genuine question.
I think it was just a quick.
It was just like,
thought Kyle was going to have those and locked
in. Yeah, I thought. Because usually Kyle's like, Chloe socks. Like he knows that stuff, you know?
Yeah, no.
Like, what's your favorite sock? And he's like, bang! Vanilla. Some stupid shit. I don't know.
Well, I like
my
to match
white
him
Nike
with the
ones
fit.
Yeah.
I like to match him to the fit. I like to.
What's
color
favorite,
coordinate.
What's your favorite outfit?
Probably the white Hey Dudes
mm-hmm
with the blue accents.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I go no socks with that, though. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Blue shorts and then like yeah a white shirt.
What
probably a Buzz
blue
30 shirt. Then this hat.
What shade blue probably shorts?
Huh?
Light blue shorts? Or?
Dude, can we...
You're so upset today. Did you have a good day at work?
Yeah, it was just yeah long.
Yeah. What were you doing? Bet you were inside. But
yeah.
You were all dry.
Yeah, it was.
Piece of garbage, you.
Yeah.
Stop!
I work 6 to 4.
He's hurting my shoulder.
I'm not even touching your shoulder.
He's hurting my shoulder.
Come on, Chris. Swap over. What? Grab your mic.
Let's go, dude.
Come on.
What, you're moving him?
Yeah.
No!
You two are separated. One pod penalty.
One pod penalty?
Now my mic won't stay up.
Yeah, well, you should have thought of that.
Well, you should have thought of that, because I'm going to play with it for the next 20 minutes.
No, nope, can't do that. Sorry, written.
That is in the rule book.
It's in the rule book now.
Now, all I picture is that SpongeBob episode where SpongeBob goes to work for the chum bucket. Damn it, Drew! He goes to work for the chum bucket, and he sings a song across the street to Mr. Krabs. That's me and Drew right now.
You can go back there, but it doesn't look like you want to be back.
No, I don't want to be back. He's going to stab me with a pencil. This guy's evil.
Dude, can you wait like 40 minutes to do that?
To stab him?
We're literally like 15 minutes in.
Stop, dude.
You should get antsy.
At least use the eraser side, you jerk.
I wanted to make you a twin.
What?
I have a piece of graphite in my knee, and I wanted a twin with you.
So that's how your day at work went?
No, that's from fourth grade.
Okay. Cool. It's from when I cut my thumb off with a saw.
No, you can't get graphite in your knee from a saw cutting your thumb.
No,
it opens it and then something gets in there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
In the knee.
Open wound.
From yes your thumb. It travels.
Oh.
It's like blood. Gets in the bloodstream. Just moves with it.
Extended tour.
Yeah.
Body's
yeah
all connected.
Body's all connected. All drains lead to the ocean.
That muscle mind connection.
Finding Nemo.
My favorite documentary.
Same.
Anyway, fuck my thoughts now. Can you guess the top 10 most consumed foods by Americans?
My first?
Yeah.
Burgers.
Wow, Kyle. That is amazing.
Number one?
Number one.
Dogs.
Number one. Hot dog. Number five.
Yeah.
You, Kyle.
Yeah. Pasta salad.
pasta salad specifically?
Yep. No.
I'm going to go regular pasta?
No.
No?
No?
No.
Wow. Chicken.
Regular, just chicken?
Chicken.
Just chicken?
Chicken. Do you want me to, like...
Regular chicken?
You want me to specify?
Sure.
Rotisserie chicken?
No.
Fingers?
No.
Shoulders? Knees and toes? Knees and toes?
What?
That's my hint.
Chicken Little?
No.
Can you do your hint again?
Yeah.
Fried chicken?
Fried chicken. Yay, Drew. That was a good hint.
Sure. Pizza? Yeah.
Pizza, number two.
Oh, dude, the transition was right in front of me the whole time.
Damn it. Damn it, Chris.
Thank you.
It's okay.
God. Go ahead.
You're still up.
You're still up.
You're still up. You got fried chicken.
And then you got pizza.
And then you got pizza.
So you go again.
So it's 2-2.
That's right, yeah. What is going on with this guy today?
What?
Where are you today?
I'm right here. I'm at 13.
I'm right here. All right. We're happy to have you.
It's good. Yeah. I'm glad.
We should interview Drew after this. We should treat him like a guest on the podcast.
There's plenty of other foods out there. He's got nothing today. He has nothing in him today.
Lights are on and no one goes.
Dude. No, not steak tips.
Fish.
Not fish.
Lobster.
Not lobster.
I like lobster.
Lobster.
Salads?
Not salad.
It's America, cow.
Well, I wasn't sure.
Potatoes? Mashed.
French fries.
Oh, what an idiot.
French fries to Kyle. They're the number three food.
Does ice cream count as food?
Is that your guess?
I mean,
ice cream is a thing you eat, so yeah.
Yeah, throwing it out there.
Ice cream at number nine. Well done, Kyle. I thought that would be one of the harder ones to get.
Cookies. Chocolate chip cookies.
Nope, no cookies for you.
Can I just hit all candy, or are you going to say no to that one?
I'll say no.
Must be no candy on there.
Yeah, there's no candy on there.
How many do we have left?
You are missing...
Four.
Four of them.
You're missing number 10, number 6, number 7, and number 8.
Onion rings.
No. What?
What, Chris? How is that a bad answer? Chris, I thought that was pretty good. It's fine. You're always going to get a side with it.
I don't know about that.
You're supposed to be non-biased as the judge.
Yeah, well, bad answer, Kyle. Not on the list.
He's just angry that we're mocking his voice now. That's what this is about.
All right. It's canceled. Segment's canceled.
It's like seven.
That's it. You got to cut that part, dude. We can't.
That's going to be the intro.
We can't have that.
What does it mean?
I don't know, dude.
You don't know what 6-7 means?
Do you tell me what it means?
It means like...
Yeah, 6-7.
It's all right.
CSE.
6-7.
Is that what it means, Drew?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, yeah. Okay. All right.
6-7.
Great. Now I know.
6-7.
The priest knew what it was, not you.
They don't know what they're doing.
Well, he's not on that tickety-tockety thing.
He's not on that face gram.
He's not on that face gram.
Instabook, dude. Gotta get me on Snap Talk.
Drew needs an answer.
What?
You need an answer. Yeah. It's your turn.
It's your turn.
Top 10 foods that Americans eat.
Yep. That's right.
Number one's probably hamburger.
Yeah, we already got that. That was the number one answer.
You lose your guess.
Well, I got the number one answer.
Sushi.
No.
Oh.
Rice.
No.
That one came to mind. I was thinking about that one. Barbecue chicken.
No.
Okay.
Pulled pork.
No, but I love pulled pork.
Crawfish.
No.
Thinking down south.
Green bean casserole. Number 10.
Nope.
Cereal?
Nope.
Oh. I can't believe pasta's not on the list.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Gonna have to get more specific than that.
Oh.
Mac and cheese.
There it is. Number 7.
6-7.
Oh, God, I need new friends so bad. Oh, my goodness.
6-7.
Your turn. Weave.
I got you with the pinky.
Okay.
Pinky's up.
When in doubt, pinky out. Out.
Are you skipping?
No, I would never. Peanut butter and jelly.
Nope.
That's wrong. A lot of people can't have that.
It'd been funny if Kyle guessed that.
Donuts.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh.
But you fill a lot of donuts in your mouth.
You have a small mouth.
You're a real good catcher of donuts in your mouth.
Bench warmers?
What? Oh, yeah, it is. Because he's the catcher.
Very good, Kyle.
Yeah.
You're still out.
You're still fat.
Yeah, bench warmers.
That's bench warmers.
It's not the Sandlot.
We had a long discussion on that.
It's
one.
It's the bench warmers.
That is?
Yeah. Bet you're a good catcher of donuts in your mouth. David Spade says that.
I think
and
that was
he's
like,
not a child that's in the Sandlot.
I think that was episode 4 we talked about. We thought it was the Sandlot, warmers. But it actually came out as the bench warmers.
Kyle's going to put that on right
they
now.
They don't, he's going to cut to that.
No, it's just going to be a card to there.
It's going to come up to Monday.
It's just going to be a card that pops out. It's going to say, Drew's an idiot.
Drew's wrong.
Definitely bench warmers.
It's your turn, Drew.
Still.
This guy?
Yes.
That guy.
That guy over there.
That guy.
Sausage.
No.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
No.
Eggs.
No.
Bacon.
No.
Cheese.
No.
Toast.
No.
Steak? There's no steak on there?
There's no steak on there.
Tacos.
Tacos. Number 6.
7?
6-7! Damn it. You're missing 2. Kyle, you can secure the win.
It's flipping you off. Can't believe that.
Steak and cheese.
Nope.
Chicken cutlets.
Oh.
No.
Fettuccine.
No.
Which ones are you missing?
8 and 10. Variations of things you've said before.
Just hamburger.
No, that was number 1. You lose your guess again. You lose your guess
one.
Again.
Dude, you went
I thought
over
2.
You went
number
0 for 2 on
it
hamburger.
Is.
No, hamburger's number 1.
Oh.
Cheeseburger's not on there. That's
chicken palm?
No.
I love me some chicken palm.
What was on the list already?
You have guessed hamburgers, pizza, french fries, fried chicken, hot dogs, tacos, mac and cheese, and ice cream.
And there are variation of one of those.
I'd say so, yeah. I'd say so. I mean, one of them for sure.
Tater tots?
The other one's going to take a little thinking to get to. It's not tater tots. It's going to take a little thinking to get there, you know?
Um, I was a food, what would I eat? What would I eat? Potato skins? Six
sliders.
No. Oh, good guess. Nachos?
No.
From Maggie's Farm?
No.
Damn it.
Should be number one.
Chipotle?
No.
Qdoba? No. Five Guys?
No.
Is it a fast food?
No. No.
You can't get it at McDonald's?
You can't get it at McDonald's.
What about Chipotle?
I bet you probably, I don't know.
You could if the guy brought it for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's not a main course.
Nuggets?
No. Not a main course, something you'd have with your lunch.
Chips?
Potato chips.
Nice.
Potato chips coming in at number 10. And then there's one more that you were missing.
What's it start with? What's the letter name?
S.
S? Welcome to the Salty Splatoon. How tough are you?
Snakes.
Snakes. I know that name.
Soup?
No.
Chicken noodle soup?
No.
Six, ten.
Steak.
No. He really wants steak to be on there.
Spaghetti and meatballs. Spaghetti?
Yes.
Woo! Was it spaghetti and meatballs or just spaghetti?
It was spaghetti and meat sauce is what it said, but I just said spaghetti.
That's bolognese.
Look at him. Look at him.
That's bolognese.
Okay.
Did you guess bolognese?
No.
Drew Smash.
Kyle, you also guessed the tiebreaker one earlier.
What was it?
Donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, love me some donuts.
I mean, if you think about it, everyone's going to Dunkin'.
Love me some donuts.
Oh, wow.
You suck, dude. In your holy first crap. Basement. That's
I catch, shot. I don't throw.
Foot's on the base.
Yeah, I got to be tall, too, though. It's a hard job.
Is it? Yeah.
Be tall.
I thought it was one of those things you just were born with, kind of.
No, it takes a lot of work to, be this tall.
Do you hang for, 2 hours a day? Just hang it from a bar.
Stretching himself out.
You hang upside down like a bat with a weight tied to you?
I sleep upside down.
That makes sense.
That does make sense. I'll try it.
He's the guy making the videos. How many cats can hold him? That's true. Can make that video.
How many cats hold you?
Yeah.
I don't have a cat, though.
Stuff.
Ripping cats in half.
No, I like cats. Anyway. All right. The new game from last week. We're going to play it again.
Oh, Drew loved this one. Maybe he'll get more.
Yeah, Drew likes this one. Connection.
He'll get more into it.
Don't copyright
Drew really
us.
Liked this one. Yeah. All right. Here's the first one. Lenny, Billy, Sonny, and Bobby.
E.
What?
E.
Was it people from fictional characters?
Hey, that's good, though. I like it.
People from novels?
No.
Names.
Also true. Drew loves this game.
Because Lenny killed him. Mice of Men?
It's read that one? Not that Lenny, no.
Oh.
It's not that Lenny.
That was sad.
I didn't read any of it.
Then he got killed.
Kyle
Mr. Johnson, on page 103, I see it says, hi, what do you think that means? Oh, really? Okay, I'm going to get back to my work.
Yeah.
That's how I got through that English class.
Makes sense.
I'm just sat with the smart people.
No, I sat with Fuzzy. I had Fuzzy in a lot of classes. I don't know.
When I When we read that, though, I didn't really have anybody in that class that I was, like, friends with. It wasn't until the next year, English class, that I had a bunch of people.
It's a really easy read. It's really sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
It's really messed up.
Yeah, he just shoots him, you know.
I mean, when I had Mr. Death. Johnson.
He put his friend down.
Mateus.
He did, yeah, he did. He Fuzzy, used him as his friend.
And I think Nikki T. Nikki T was in a lot of my classes, too.
Nikki T, he's a riot.
Yeah.
So where were we? Can we go through those names again?
Yeah. Lenny, Billy, Sonny, and Bobby. And Kyle should get this one.
Huh?
Kyle should get this one.
Goalies.
No.
All have peanut allergies.
No, that'd be funny, though.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Why should I get it?
Yeah, what's the hint you're giving Kyle?
Think?
Yeah. Be smart. What if they were all one?
Power Rangers.
Why would I get that?
It's not Power Rangers.
Oh. Lenny, Sonny,
Billy, and Bobby.
You smell smoke?
Good hat.
Cal's thinking over there. Like,
mm-hmm. Think. I'm not going to tell him.
What if they're
I'll
all
tell you.
Put Trying. Together?
I'll tell you in a minute, but I'm not going to tell
Your
him.
Your hint is, what if they're all put together?
What if they're all one?
Is it a goalie's
those,
name?
What if all those people were one person?
Is like it nicknames?
What?
Is it nicknames
it
for
is
a
not
goalie?
Nicknames
oh, it's One
for
Direction.
No, it's not One Direction.
No, that was a far guess.
It is...
My grandmother's bird's name?
No.
Yeah.
No,
we actually
that.
Called her.
Yeah.
She's on FaceTime. She's actually coming in right now.
Hey!
She's been in your closet.
That'd be weird,
the whole
dude.
Time.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you?
Well, no. I want.
Okay,
can I get a better hint?
Yeah. Should we know?
No. Well, give me a better hint. Don't let Kyle have a better hint.
There's two names on there that are going to help you more, and I'll give you those two.
Billy
and Bobby.
Quips. Billy Bob Jr.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Is it... Is it...
Oh, I know what it is.
Talladega Nights?
Nope. Tell me what it is.
Will Ferrell names?
I was just doing what Kyle was
doing. Oh, I thought you actually...
Will Ferrell characters?
No.
I think they're making an Anchorman 3.
That'd be awesome.
I think I saw something.
That'd be awesome.
Is it Will Ferrell's guy's names?
Hey, is it Adam Sandler?
Yep, it is Adam Sandler characters.
Oh, I get it. Sonny and Lenny. Oh.
Sonny Koufax.
Yeah.
Lenny Fader.
That's a good one.
Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Bobby Boucher.
That's
I thought you'd get there. Nice job, Drew. I thought you'd get there.
Yeah, probably wouldn't have.
I did that all on my own.
That's a good one.
But the next two are hockey ones from ChatGPT.
No, I did this one on my own, too.
Oh, he did last week.
Probably a little harder. Actually, I did all of these on my own.
Okay, what are they?
Yeah. All right. Lawyer, football coach.
Occupations. Next.
Real estate salesman and closet salesman.
Modern Family.
Bang, Drew. Nice. Modern Family jobs. All right.
This game's easy.
Yeah.
Did you finish it yet?
No.
You guys on a break with it?
No, we're still... We watched.
We were on a break.
Alex just got back from Antarctica.
Yep.
Haley has the twins.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And the mom. Oh. Claire's doing a photo shoot for some magazine. So she pretended to be sick and just been shooing people out of the house.
Yeah.
I'm on that episode.
That's good.
The kids just realized that mom's doing in the interview today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... They're all running back to the house.
Ah,
but I had to go.
Makes sense.
So I don't know what happened. No spoilers.
No spoilers. Don't remember that episode.
She's in the bed, and whenever they get home, and then she's like laying down in bed with the covers on. She's like, oh, thanks for my soup, because Alex gets their soup.
Yeah.
And then she tries to take the soup, but she opens up the blanket a little bit, reveals she has a suit on. And, yeah.
Fun. Okay, next category.
Right. Just spoiled it for you.
Oh, no. It's awful.
Okay. Mint. dark chocolate,
ice cream flavors,
lemon, and birthday cake.
Cake flavors.
No.
Some sort of.
Do you have a
ice cream
cake,
flavors?
Cake.
What?
Birthday cake flavored cake?
Yeah. Cake flavored.
Ice cream flavors?
No, it's not ice cream flavors. You should also get this one.
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste flavor? What? No.
That's... You have a dark chocolate toothpaste?
That's wild.
No, that's weird. I don't know why you're playing
gross,
with that.
Dude.
Yeah, it's weird.
Type Ugh. Of candy?
What would be the worst toothpaste flavor?
Is it Oreos?
It is Oreo flavors. Yeah. Yeah.
It is. Yes!
Damn it!
No!
You stink!
0 for 2.
You stink!
I'm 2 for 1. I'm 1 for 3.
Ball 2. It's usually what the Red Sox throw.
Okay. This one is a sports one, but I did it on my own. Not ChatGPT.
Yay,
so
Chris!
It's accurate. All from my own brain. Nashville Predators, Buffalo Bills, Colorado Rockies, and Orlando Magic.
They all had Josh Allen play for them.
That's correct.
Next.
This guy's good.
This guy knows sport.
He is good.
They're all from Nashville?
Yes, again. Very good.
They're all sports teams?
Very good. All that's not true.
Why?
They're not all sports teams.
Say them again?
I'm just trying to mess it up.
Can you say them again, though?
Yeah. It was Nashville Predators, Colorado Rockies, Buffalo Bills, and Orlando Magic. What do they have in common?
They all lost.
They all have the top fans in the. In
good God,
things.
No.
They all lost to Boston in playoffs recently.
There's no way that's accurate. It's
what
not.
Mean?
No, it's incorrect.
What do you mean
incorrect.
There's no way that's accurate?
Because Nashville is on the other side.
They haven't won a championship?
Ever.
Nice.
They never won a championship.
They suck.
Good job, Kyle.
The moral of the story, they suck.
Moral of the story, if you're a fan of one of those teams,
I'm sorry.
Don't be. Because they stink.
Find a better team.
But they get to throw the fish on the ice when they score.
They stink. Who? Nashville?
Oh, no, it stopped recording.
Don't they? Oh, God.
I thought that was a different team.
At the Alamo?
I'll pause this.
We didn't lose the whole thing.
Drew, you're our speaker.
Oh, Robert Kraft and family are apparently selling 8% of the Pats.
We should get on that. Also, we
reports.
Apologize for technical issues.
It's only going to show up in the YouTube version.
Why is it? Did it stop again? This just in. Breaking news.
8 hours ago.
8 hours ago. Breaking news. This is an ongoing story that Drew is going to get to. Drew has the details.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, I have the details right here. Apparently, Robert Kraft and family to sell 8% of the Patriots. So if you got a lot of money looking to blow, you should go buy it. Back to you in the studio, Chris.
That's certainly exciting news. Thank you for that, Drew. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a flash.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Yep. Yep. Have a good day.
All right, Drew. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll
Dude,
be back in a flash.
Dude, put me in a little sundress. I'll do the weather, too. As you can see, right. Up in
you,
the
no,
North
No, you're
going to
be like the guy on Family Guy. What's it like out, Ollie? Cold! Rain! Oh, dude, today sucked. Outside.
What? Oh,
like
we should have went
inside. It blew.
That's what I did. I went inside.
You did? What did
yeah.
you do today?
I did a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A little bit of that, a little bit of this.
And Home Depot.
Nice.
And
I did some driving today, too.
I put a pocket door in, and then I sheetrocked the pocket door. And then I did some plywooding and some adding studs and some nailers, some cleaning. Some installation.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Nothing better than driving on the clock. Went to Dunn's Equipment. Yeah. Not a paid sponsorship.
What'd you get?
Picked up a new wand or like a handle for the the
Inferno.
The power washer.
Expecto Patronus.
Harry Potter's a great movie.
You done? I got a new
Chrissy Short.
Dude, you know that's not a spell, okay? That's just a thing that is true, okay? Anyway, and then I had to go to the Essex County Co-op.
Oh, that's right by the fair.
Yep, right by the fair. I got corn.
That's starting
soon. I got corn and...
You guys baiting deer?
Yeah, away from our rhododendrons.
You actually are?
Anything to keep them distracted from the flowers, dude.
Dude, I'm gonna go put a tree stand up there.
Deer spray and deer food and corn. And then I also got flaxseed oil, which goes in the cow's feed in the morning. Mm-hmm. And Kyle is going to be attempting to ride a cow very soon, so.
That's confirmed? That's happening?
Not confirmed. Not denied, but not confirmed. Paused? We're still going. Oh,
you're still I thought we were going. I thought we were doing
this.
Audio.
I'm rolling this,
you
dude.
Keep going over there. Technical tech support.
I'm rolling this.
Yeah,
dude.
Come.
I realize you're still going.
No, I hit record.
Do you
dude.
Want us to
we're
wait for
the good stuff.
Camera?
No,
when
fine.
The camera's on, I get shy. So this is raw footage, dude. This is raw footage. It's like behind the scenes of just
BTS
for fun.
With just for fun.
Did
That's
you
right, dude.
Ask your boss if I could ride the.
No, I'm not asking my boss if he can ride the cows.
So I can just do it?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Jay? Yo, I got a quick question for you. Hey, no. You know, I got this buddy, right? He thinks he can go 8 seconds on one of the heifers out there.
I bet you I could.
What?
I bet you I could.
What?
I bet you I could get on
the Are they not heifers?
No, it's just it was funny the way you said it. Like, I got a buddy that thinks he can go 8 seconds on the heifers out there.
Is that the mark?
Well, I was trying to be you because you're a real country boy. You only listen to outlaw country.
What's the rodeo?
8 seconds.
8 seconds.
But they're not.
Tony did it.
Yeah, I mean he's.
He didn't.
They're not like bulls though. They're just cows.
I mean, 8 seconds is a long time.
That is a long time.
Yeah. You just,
have they birthed?
I don't think that they have. No.
So I think that makes them heifers. Would you like one?
No, I'm good. Kyle, you want food
I
snacks?
Blood sugar up.
But I think that makes them also easier to get on, you know? They're not as pissy.
Well, I think the fact that they're probably super fat and don't do much exercising anyways, it makes it easier to get on anyways.
Yeah, and stay on is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like he probably could do 8 seconds on one of those cows.
I mean, 8 seconds is a long time.
You probably could do it, though.
I bet you could.
You just gotta make sure they're not in heat.
Get a good grip.
You gotta make sure they're not in heat, though.
So I'll do it in the winter.
No, that's not what that is.
Oh, yeah, I don't want that.
Nope, you don't. Kyle's gonna get mounted.
I don't want that.
It's not a bull.
No, I know, but they mount each other.
You do?
Yeah, when they're on their lady cycle.
Shark week?
Yeah. When they're in shark week, they mount each other, dude. They hump each other.
It's like a dog.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw one of the little ones get kicked by one of the big ones.
Oh, actually, we can strike you off on one of the little ones go to the big one.
Oh, no, you dude, no. I can't let that happen to the poor little ones. They get beat up on so much by the bigger cows.
Well, we don't want Kyle to get hurt. We need him.
I mean, honestly...
As long as his hands are okay.
I'd say you'll have... Yeah.
What's so funny?
You just need me to edit the podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all.
I think...
Just a piece of meat to you.
That's right.
Just a piece of ham.
No, and a brain. I don't know how to edit.
Oh, man. This eye's driving me crazy.
Here.
Well, once we get...
Sniff this. Get it 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
This thing has two covers on it.
Thanks, Doc. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, all right. Sniff plastic then. Pretty cool.
Well, that's what's burning now. The coconut.
That flavor?
That flavor is burning. I got you to say flavor.
Because I didn't say it on purpose.
I didn't realize.
Now you're starting to say flavor.
Yep. That's right, Kyle.
It's creeping in.
rubbing off on you.
You know what?
He's what? Touching his cord. He's touching his cord.
That's not true.
That's just tough for the audio.
It's the umbilical cord.
I bet you could last 8 seconds on the couch.
Yeah, you probably could.
I mean, I feel
on
like
a bowl?
Just,
no way.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the bowl. You get me a good bowl, small bowl, one that's not as angry. Yeah, it's recording.
I was acting like I was going to press the...
Why'd you do that?
Just to mess with you a little bit. I wasn't actually going to do it. It was just to scare you. Yeah. Could you last on a bowl? Probably not.
Probably. I don't use...
Big so bucking bowl.
Get in there, right? Get in there. You're right. Either get on top of it here.
This is the part where we cut the
drill.
Like this, right? I need a mic. I
need a mic. You have a mic.
Oh, God, no help. No, I can't get good help these days. Right? And you want...
This guy does nothing for the podcast. He expects help. I'm very confused. Keep
going. I'm explaining bull riding.
Tell me how to bull ride.
Right? You wanna get...
Here's your bull.
Oh, yeah. Ride that. Ride that.
Ride that thing, Drew. Ride it.
I think we're good.
Ride.
I think we know how to do it. Yeah, he's got the premise, right?
No, I didn't.
Tilt it? No. I did kick the camera.
Awesome, dude.
Ride the bull.
No.
I don't know what to do.
You just get on there and don't get off.
Tell me.
How am I labrum? That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Look, now he's being petty.
I told you, petty.
He's getting angry.
I am.
He's angry.
Ah, no. I can't do it. Why'd you piss him off?
He was already pissed off. He's the bull now.
No. No. Oh, no. Horns up, Boston.
Yeah.
Hook him. We can get a tracker on the pencil tip there, Kyle.
It's behind the computer. I can't do that. Sorry for the technical difficulties today. Hope you enjoyed our logo for a little bit.
Yeah, cool logo.
Before Drew kills us both, that's all that we have for today.
Oh, all right. That's all we have for
today.
I mean,
do you have another segment?
I have another game we could play if you'd like.
Is it more connections?
It's GPT did it.
Run it.
ChatGPT?
ChatGPT.
Run it up.
ChatGPT.
ChatDPW.
It's fact versus fiction.
Right. Mm.
Okay. 4 rounds. Nope, I have 3 rounds. I lied to you. Okay, round one. This is where I give you 4 facts, and you have to tell me which two are fiction.
Okay.
And which two are real facts.
Yep.
In case you forgot. Honey never goes bad.
That's true.
Bananas grow on trees that live for almost 200 years.
I don't know about that one. Trees are very old.
Bananas are going extinct. They're all genetic copies of itself.
What?
Fact.
What do you mean?
All bananas are genetically copied. They're all the same.
He's like, fat check.
Type of banana.
Isn't that the same type of, like, apple and stuff?
No.
Why?
Because there's different genes of apples.
Oh.
A banana is a banana. So if they... And they're all getting this infection that's killing them all.
It's like the bird flu?
Exactly.
Mm. Oh. Okay.
Get that away from the chickens at work.
Sorry.
The U.S. consumes more pizza per person than any other country.
What about Italy?
Coca-Cola was originally clear, but turned brown after more ingredients were added in post-World War II years.
I'm going 4 and 1 are true. Honey doesn't go bad, and Coca-Cola didn't start it off clear.
I don't think it started off clear.
You can start it off brown.
Was it pink?
Yeah, I think you started off brown. What was the third one again?
The third one was that the United States consumes more pizza per person than any other country.
I think 1 and 2 are true.
So you think bananas and honey are true? And you think?
1 and 4.
1 and 4. Okay. You both have 1, right?
All
right. Honey never spoils. 2 is actually false. The bananas one, that's false. So, Drew, you lose.
Nice.
The U.S. consumes more pizza per person than any other country is a fact.
Oh.
Which means that Coca-Cola was not originally clear.
What color was it?
White, I think it was always brown.
Cocaine. Oh.
It was always brown. I mean, it was just straight white.
Straight cocaine up in there.
Round 2. The Olympic Games used to award medals for art and literature.
Stupid.
The NBA three-point line was introduced in the 1950s. Giraffes hum loudly at night to scare their predators away.
That's sick.
And
I hope that's
there's
true.
A species
yeah.
of jellyfish that can eventually live forever. Dude, I want to see a giraffe just going.
You get a sad giraffe.
You get a fat one.
You get a full chorus. You get a full
board. Yeah, dude. Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'm going to go with what I want to be true. 3 and 4.
3 and 4. Drew?
2 and 4.
2 and 4. Okay. The Olympic Games used to award medals for art and literature.
Oh, I
is
meant
a
to do that one as one. Yeah, I meant 1 and 2, please.
It's a fact. The NBA three-point line introduced in the 1950s is false.
What is it?
It's fiction.
61?
I don't know, dude. It just wasn't the 1950s. Three-point line was not introduced in the 1950s. Giraffes hum loudly at night to scare their predators away is fiction. That's not
damn it! Damn it!
And then the species of jellyfish that can live forever.
Oh, 1979.
Is a fact.
Huh.
It's cool. Yeah. Lobsters can live forever if they can shed, but they just get too big. They
the
can't
species
shed.
Is called the immortal jellyfish. Actually, cool. I looked that up because I was like, come on, GPT.
Ain't no
you
way.
Come on, GPT.
That's cool.
Jellyfish are scary.
But yeah, there's this like
sting.
There's this
I'm not
really scary looking one that they found like somewhere like near Texas. No, more like that. It's called like
hey, Chris,
Pink Meanie or something.
We should go to like a haunted house and bring Kyle Nutella. We should go to a haunted house and bring Kyle and not tell him we're going to a haunted house.
That's a good idea. Don't tell him.
And then get him really scared.
We just have to get him really drunk first.
Welcome to ASMR, which is for fun with the fellas.
I don't know. I feel like we should just get him drunk there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Dude, he would be like walking
like
through there
idea.
With a bottle, and he just like, someone would jump out to scare him. He's just...
No, he right just drop it. He goes, oh!
I think he would accidentally punch a man. I think he would. Ah, oh, man, that would stink if it was just a lady witch. Like
I've almost punched my
and then just boom. That was, dude. Oh my god! You're like,
don't scare me again.
Not taking my soul today, bitch. Oh,
you paid for this,
sweetheart.
You paid to get scared.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Pete, to look man. At the house, man.
I don't get scared. I'm a man.
But I'd like to leave now. I have to go. Somebody peed their pants. I don't know who it was.
Gross. There's a puddle in the corner over there. Round three. Round three. I think someone let a dog in here. The first music video ever aired on TV was Thriller by Michael Jackson.
I don't know.
Alaska has more coastline than all of the United States combined. Parts of Egypt get no recorded rainfall for up to decades at a time. Mount Everest has been growing shorter every year due to global warming.
2 and 4.
4 and 1.
No, not due to global warming. Whatever. 2 and 4.
2 and 4. And you have?
I'll go 1 and 3. Why not?
1 and 3. Okay. All right. Let's see. The first music video ever aired on TV was Thriller by Michael Jackson. That is fiction. It's incorrect.
Good.
Alaska has more coastline than all of the United States combined is a fact.
Well done, Drew.
Parts of Egypt get no recorded rainfall for up to decades at a time. That is also a fact. Mount Everest
that
has been growing shorter every year due to global warming is fiction. So you guys did pretty good for the three rounds there.
That's good.
Well done.
I like that.
Well done.
That's good. We all did right. Good.
Is there one more?
We did good.
That's what I got.
Oh, we had fun. Okay.
Yeah.
I had fun.
Fun. This is fun. We're having fun.
Fun. Fun. We're having fun.
That, no, we had fun. It's over.
Oh.
So now there's no more fun.
No more fun to have really? Until no. next Saturday. Until
next.
Well, no, if we play. Technically, we film on Thursday, but it's posted Saturday.
Yeah, so you can't have fun till Saturday, but we have fun on Thursday.
Yeah, that's it.